If you're looking to enhance your leadership and work-life harmony, evolving you professionally and personally, this podcast is for you. Welcome to You Evolving Now with Andre Young. Hi, I'm Andre Young, and if you are looking to enhance your leadership, your personal leadership, how you choose to show up in your life, in your work, and in your relationships, your leadership skills, and your work-life harmony, this video is for you. Welcome to the You Evolving Now Thought of the Week, and this week's topic is called A Leader's Yeses and Nos. Now, I love this so much because as a leader, whether it's professionally or whether it's personally, inside your relationship, as a parent, you and I have to say a lot of yeses and nos. And I came up with this quote years ago, and I still use it to this day. And it says, make sure your yeses are powerful and your nos are meaningful. Because that's leadership right there. See, when we say yes to people, if you're in a position of leadership at your job, and people come and say, hey, can we do this? Or I'd like to do this. Or what do you think about that? And you say yes, you are giving power. You are breathing power into their life. You're breathing power into their decision making, into their vision. Because those yeses are powerful. Because leaders build other leaders. As in your company, are you building leaders? See, some people are scared to give their power away. If they go, all of the hard work goes. See, true leadership and true power is that if you're not there, it can still run smoothly. Are we mature enough? Are we evolved enough to live that type of leadership? Yeses to people gives birth to their ideas, gives birth to their leadership, and lets them start to evolve. So make your yeses powerful. Maybe it's in your work-life harmony and your relationships outside of work. And your kids have ideas, your partners have ideas, and you're going to yes them and build with them and give their lives more power, them more power. But contrastly, we have to be willing and able to say some no's. And those no's have to be meaningful. See, those no's act as protection. And as a leader, you know and I know, sometimes we have to protect people from themselves. You may have to protect employees from themselves and their habitual acts. We may have to protect coworkers from how they tend to be. We may have to protect our children and our partners from how they tend to be. And no's can help that. But our no's have to be meaningful also. So when we say no, we're sharing why you are saying no. Giving the bigger picture that they may just not see or understand, and why would they? Given the position they may be in at your company or in your life, why would they have known or seen the bigger picture? But with your education and with your meaningful no, now they know. And once you know, can't unknow. So I implore you to make your yeses powerful and your no's meaningful. Now in your personal life, yeses and no's are also powerful and meaningful. Make the things you say yes to allow you to be the leader in and of your own life, living the life and the lifestyle that you desire. So say yes to the things you really want to do that are healthy for you and building for you. Make sure you say no and make it meaningful, because there are things in your life right now that may be unhealthy, not benefiting you, and including people that are not build worthy with you right now. Set an example for people to see that you are growing and evolving and being the leader that you're capable of and meant to be. So I'm going to leave you with this question. What things in your life or people or opportunities in your life right now do you want to start saying more yeses to? What do you know you need to start saying more no's to? Guys, thank you for your time. If you like this, you're going to love everything at youevolvingnow.com. And I look forward to being an impact in your life, professionally, personally, for your company, for your university. Let's connect and evolve. Guys, thanks so much. I'll see you next week and have a fantastic rest of your week. I hope this episode resonated with you, allowing you to make a great impact with your leadership and work-life harmony in your work, in your relationships, and in your life. If you like this, you're going to love everything at youevolvingnow.com.